huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Have you really got what it takes to make a success of your business and your life, your finances, your emotions? Now, I believe there's one main thing, and it's probably not what people normally want to hear. And it's actually pretty boring because people will say it's, you know, it's hustle, it's grind, it's persistence. I'd argue it's something else, and I'll share that with you in a minute. But I think there's a lot of people quitting early, expecting things to be faster, easier, better in the instant fix world of social media and speed of light, fiber optics information, and get rich quick and everything else. Now, if you wanted to plant a seed in the garden, went to a shop, bought a pack of seeds, got a seed out, planted the seed, came back the next day and went, well, where's my fucking tree? That'd be kind of nuts. Oh, the seller, he scammed me. He sold me some scam seeds. They don't work. I want my money back. Screwed me over. All his fault. No, of course not. It's ridiculous. Now, I believe you have to work hard enough not to have to work hard. And I think that success takes time. Now, it might be a short time, a long time, or a lifetime. I have no idea. No one has an algorithm to say in 42.4 days or 3.72 years what you want in your life you'll achieve. And then when you achieve the things that 2 or 3 years ago were the ultimate success to you, all you do is move up the goalposts yourself. So it's never enough anyway. And Warren Buffett only makes around about 2 investments per year. He reads hundreds of annual reports and prospectuses. If you've watched the documentaries on him, he literally spends hours a day reading financial statements, profit and losses, balance sheets, you know, you name it. Yet he makes about 2 investments a year. So he would argue, as would many successful people, it's not so much what you do, it's what you don't do when you feel like you're not getting anywhere. And so the thing that I believe is pervasive and vital for success, which is boring, is patience. Because usually people mess up, not when they're doing the wrong thing, but when they've been doing the right thing, but the results aren't happening as quickly, so they sabotage and mess things up. So, you know, you feel a bit bored or you feel like you're not progressing. So you go and do something stupid and sabotage your success. Because things haven't happened quick enough, you change your mind and expect that something else will be the savior of your life quicker, easier, faster, better. When in fact, the roots were growing in the seed because you couldn't see the tree. You ended up sabotaging yourself. You were nearly there. And it does frustrate me. You know, it frustrates me with kindness, not anger, that so many people out there and some people that I help, they're so close. You've probably seen that little visual meme of those two people digging a tunnel and one's turned the other way with his pickaxe on his shoulder and the other one is still picking the axe and that diamond, that massive diamond is so close. And one person got so close and walked away and the other person carried on and got it. And so if you've been doing things for a while and you're frustrated, or you don't think it's happening quick enough, or you're impatient, or you're sabotaging because, you know, you're progressing, but then you, you know, like, for example, if you're investing and you make a bad investment decision because you feel like you haven't bought anything for a while. Because, by the way, in investing and business, having the money in the bank and having the assets that you purchase are just one measure of your success. And let's say you're a property investor, random example. And I'd say that if you bought five small properties or two big ones a year, that'd be good. You know, that'd be a good result. And let's say you complete on them on separate days. So the reality is, in 360 out of 365 days, you're not buying a single property. Only five of 365 days are you actually getting physical manifested outward results. Yet those 360 days are all part of the 5 days that you complete on your investments. Or, you know, you're going for a big client and it's a lot of work and a lot of presentation and pitching and rejection and going through gatekeepers and, you know, getting to the buyer who's actually got the decision to invest. You know, and that might be 3 or 6 month lead time. But if you get sort of 2/3 down the line and get frustrated and, you know, get a bit angry with the client, or just, you know, don't follow up for the 8th time when it might take 9, then of course you can sabotage your own results. But you don't know you're doing this because you don't know how long it takes to be the future successful you, because you've never been the future successful you. So, you know, like, I know it's quite simple to say, have faith, man, you know, just meditate, put your intention of success out in the universe as a drop of thought intention, and then meditate on it and it will come to you. Law of least effort, you know, that's all well and good. You know, and you've got to balance that with pushing through resistance and being relentless and persistent. But too persistent, you know, like push without sometimes waiting and letting things come to you, that can actually push your results away. So you sabotage your own success. So, a few simple things then to summarise is, number one, be clear on what you want. Because if you're not clear on what you want, you know, your strategy, your vision, then you will be allured by everything that's shiny, and you will be very impatient and not give the thing that you want time, because you don't know what you want and you'll be looking for something else. So the more clear you are on what you want, the more you attract what you want into your life, the more you're patient moving towards it, you don't get distracted by everything else that comes in. So that is really important. Like, you know, if you want mentors, or, you know, if you want to hit a certain level of wealth, or you want to have a certain business model, you should be very clear. And then, you see, because when you get distracted, it's because you don't know where you're going. So you can't really blame anyone else for distracting you, which we do. We blame the world, we blame people who sell stuff, you know, we blame everyone else for distracting us. But no one can be distracted when they're completely focused on what they want, because you've got these, like, this laser-like focus. So that's the first thing. The next thing is, you have to be realistic with how long it takes. And I like you to be somewhere between optimistic and realistic. So if you're skeptical and pessimistic, of course, you know, you're never going to get anywhere. If you're, like, overly optimistic, you're naive, well, you're only setting yourself up for a fail, because you can never live up to that expectation. So somewhere between realistic and optimistic is probably a good place to start, if there was a slide rule in terms of, you know, shooting for goals and progress and how long it takes. Persist and break through resistance, but don't push so hard that you push the world away, or you frustrate yourself, or you beat yourself down and beat yourself up. All right, so stick at it, be realistic, be positive, be optimistic. I know for a fact, you know, they say it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. I have never seen anyone who keeps on keeping on, who keeps the main thing for long enough. I've never seen anyone like that fail. And often the most successful people that I mentor in the communities are not the ones that run out of the gates like a greyhound and like a dog hump every tree and lamppost that they can see. You know, I love that energy and enthusiasm, but I often think, well, that's hard to keep up for a decade, you know, or 5 decades. And often those people burn themselves out. And often I'll hear back from people 2 or 3 years that, you know, not really stayed in touch that much, but they'd slowly and consistently and patiently implemented everything that we'd discussed. And they come back and say, hey, Rob, I bought 12, I bought 20, I bought 30 properties, you know, I've just hit the £1 million turnover or whatever. So, yeah, remember, you plant a seed, it needs to grow the roots before you even get the shoot. Then you get the shoot, then you start to see some results. You know, then over time you get the tree, then the tree gets big over decades, and then the tree produces seeds or acorns that produce a forest. But as soon as you quit and go into something else, you start again. And so many people are planting all these different seeds only to never see the shoots. And then someone else comes along and takes the space and fertilizes the shoots and grows your fucking tree, which you don't want. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And all this squeaking, by the way, is my leather sofa.